GBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Alex Perchet. Israel continues to target Hamas holdouts in Gaza, working to crush the terror group, but civilians are caught in the crossfire. The Gaza Health Ministry says as many as 500 people died today after a bomb targeted a hospital in central Gaza. ABC's Ian Pannell says more than a million are displaced and on the run.
People are trying to find somewhere safe to go. Meanwhile, you've got hundreds of foreign nationals, including 500 to 600 American passport holders, also trapped in Gaza. Negotiations underway to try and get them out, but so far that border isn't opening to allow the foreign nationals out, or indeed the international aid back in.
Israeli forces now preparing for a ground offensive. President Biden will visit Israel tomorrow in a show of support. He'll also meet with Arab leaders in an effort to keep the conflict from spreading. He will also be pushing for humanitarian aid to reach Gaza. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio failed to secure enough votes to be voted in as Speaker of the House. Jordan coming up short despite growing pressure on fellow Republicans. This is ABC News. Police in Brussels fatally shot a suspected terrorist accused of killing two Swedish soccer fans. Authorities killed the Tunisian suspect just miles from the soccer match.
Three people left for what was supposed to be a wonderful soccer party. Two of them lost their lives in a brutal terrorist attack.
Authorities are reviewing video that appears to show the suspect pledging allegiance to ISIS. A warning apparently missed in the case of a Pennsylvania prison escapee.
Weeks before, authorities say Danilo Cavalcante broke out of the Chester County prison in Pennsylvania in August. A correctional officer warned that the convicted murderer was planning an escape. That's according to internal documents obtained by ABC News. The officer, identified in the documents as Sergeant Jerry Beavers, wrote to a jail captain, "I'm just sending this because I don't want this to come back on us." That was in July. Authorities say Cavalcante escaped August 31st, crab walking up a prison wall, onto a roof, and breaking through a wire fence to get away, and spent nearly 2 weeks on the run. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Alex Perchet, ABC News.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know.
More people are being let go at the University of Wisconsin-Oshkosh. 140 people will lose their jobs outright, and another 76 people are accepting voluntary retirement offers. That's one of every six employees. UW-Oshkosh says the cuts will save about $15 million. No faculty members are being laid off, but 12 of the school's top administrators are. The university is trying to close an almost $18 million budget deficit. Those who agreed to leave or are laid off will have their jobs until January. A Sheboygan County single car rollover leaves three seriously injured. The crash happened around 2:45 p.m. on Monday, close to the intersection of Brazelton Drive and Cranberry Road in the town of Scott. A 21-year-old was driving and had two other men in the car, ages 37 and 45. One of the passengers was thrown from the car during the crash. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
What makes our society great is that we can believe in something bigger than ourselves. Doesn't matter whether it's a soccer team or whether it's a political movement or whether it's a public school, whether it's a neighborhood PTA, a bake sale. It's about interacting with our friends and neighbors and making our communities better for having come together around a common cause.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
Jade Monkey, Diamond Crute, we're going to be there. Live broadcast, party all night.
That's right. The tour stops in Madison at the Jade Monkey on Cottage Grove Road Tuesday, October 17th. It all starts with a live broadcast at 4.
Road trip!
With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. There's a lot of it to talk about. We're going to talk about, of course, President Biden's trip to Israel and Jordan. We're going to talk about the war, the sadistic attack by Hamas, which is an affiliate of ISIS, which is joined by Islamic Jihad, that murdered and tortured Israeli civilians. But we're going to start with the speaker race, some developments in the Speaker of the House race. You remember there's something like 8 Republicans who helped basically launch the recall of Kevin McCarthy, Matt Gaetz, that kind of crowd. Then Steve Scalise came up and they knifed him too. They were lying in the weeds. They wanted Donald Trump's candidate, Jim Jordan, Gymnasium Jim, GYM Jordan. Wrestler Jim, the coach, assistant wrestling coach. He's the guy, you know, these kids, these wrestlers go, coach, coach. The doctor's running after me, pulling down my pants, coach. I know nothing. That's what he said. I know nothing. Coach, coach, you're a mandatory reporter, aren't you? You're a coach. Coach isn't a teacher. Well, in Wisconsin, a coach and a teacher are mandatory reporting reporters. I know nothing. Now he lies about it and says that it never happened. But several of the wrestlers called him out, said he didn't take care of his guys, and he called some of them crying, saying, please don't turn me in. But the statute of limitations may have run on that one. It has not run on the January 6th insurrection, where he was the congressional point man. He met with Trump in the White House a number of times, plotting the Green Bay sweep, plotting the fake electors, plotting the coup to reverse a fair election in the United States. Now the clown, and he is a dirty dog, is being proposed by a lot of Republicans for speaker. I'm a little more optimistic now, as I sit here right now, than I was yesterday, that he will not get it. Yesterday, you had this fellow Lawler, New York Republican in a Biden district, Biden won it, saying, well, maybe I'll have to vote from Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan. Well, if a guy like that does it, how are we going to deny him the votes? Republicans have 221 votes. Democrats have 212. He can only afford to lose about four votes. Very good news today. They had their first vote. Hakeem Jeffries, the Democrat, got 212 votes, all from Democrats. Every Democrat voted for him, but much more importantly, every Democrat showed up, because if you don't show up, you just vote present. That has the effect of helping Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan, because it lowers the number of votes he needs. What happened was this. Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan got 200 votes. Hakeem Jeffries got 212. Six votes were made for Kevin McCarthy, seven votes for Scalise, others scattering eight, and no Republican just voted present. I was very glad to see that one of the scattered votes, because I don't really think McCarthy and Scalise are going to get it, was for Tom Cole of Oklahoma, member of the Choctaw Nation, a very reasonable guy, kind of a moderate guy, undergrad from Grinnell, master's from Yale University, PhD in history, I believe British history. But more to the point, he's sort of an average guy the way he acts. He has some common sense. I personally think that what should happen is that Hakeem Jeffries should sit down with a couple of moderate Republicans, Hakeem Jeffries and the other leadership, and bypass Jordan and just say, look, if you go, one of you, if you promise a clean budget based on the Biden-McCarthy deal, Ukraine aid in this amount, Israel aid in this amount, and the farm bill, with no funny stuff added, put that on the floor. The speaker can put whatever he wants on the floor. If somebody wants to amend it, they can try, but he can put, or she can put whatever they want on the floor. And until they do, nobody can vote on it. Then Jeffries of the Democrats should say, look, you know there's 350 votes for Ukraine aid, Israel aid, a clean budget. You got to let us vote on it. You got to let us vote on it. I'm going to go quick to the lines. Tom and McFarland, my friend, thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Tom?
Hi, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. And, you know, just adding on to the whole gymnasium gym, he keeps saying that at no point was there ever any, you know, sex abuse happening. And one of the players pointed out that nobody in the locker room or the team ever came out and said that there was sex abuse. Instead, they had a series of code words that they would use that would signify the abuse happening. And everybody on the team knew what those words were. And I'm noticing that Jim Jordan is very specific when he says that nobody says that there was sex abuse. I'm wondering what would happen if somebody asked him, or somebody in the press asked, well, what about these particular code words? Did any of these code words get used?
Palestinian jihad.
And response would be to that.
Excellent question. Excellent question, Tom. Here's the deal. I think he lied. He lied when he said that he didn't plan the insurrection, had nothing to do with it. Whenever they ask about meetings with Trump, he lies. The fact that he would say, they didn't technically say sex abuse. Let me tell you something. This is a message that's going to go out to everybody listening, Democrats, Republicans, independents. Everybody going out. A coach is a mandatory reporter. Whatever he says, a coach is like a teacher. Teacher in Wisconsin, and I'm certain it's the same thing in Ohio, and a coach, if they have knowledge, they have to report it. Everybody in that locker room knew that that medical doctor was a perv. He would sneak up on a kid and pull his pants down. The kid would say, doc, doc, that ain't right, doc, that ain't right. Jordan knew it. But more than important, no, I shouldn't say that. Also relevant is that he was in on planning January 6th. And, you know, John Boehner is a former speaker, a very moderate guy in retrospect. The way he handled his crazies, he'd go into his caucus and go, can 100 of you guys stick with me? 110? Okay, and then I'll get 110 Dems and we'll do the job. In 2017, he had a conversation press conference with a guy named Tim Alberta, who is a journalist. And here's what Boehner said in 2017. Quote, Jordan was a terrorist as a legislator going back to his days in the Ohio House and Senate. A terrorist, a legislative terrorist. In 2021, he told the reporter, quote, I just never saw a guy who spent more time tearing things apart, never building anything, never putting anything together. That's John Boehner, Republican speaker himself. What I was afraid of, oh, and by the way, he had Sean Hannity use some muscle, Jordan did, calling people saying, vote for me, vote for me. He had Hannity do it. Somebody on one of the TV networks made a very good point. So with McCarthy, a lot of people didn't really want him, but they basically liked the guy, sort of an affable guy. He said, nobody in the House likes Jim Jordan. He's like a Ted Cruz. So he's going to have a hard time. He got 200 votes. He needs 217. 21 people didn't go with him. He's going to have a hard time getting those 17 votes. Jordan was hoping to keep his losses to single-digit Republicans, and it turns out there were 21 of them. I do not think he can get 17 out of 21. And especially because the Republicans in New York who flipped Democratic seats, there are four of them, got together. And one of them pointed out something that I had forgotten. I'd forgotten. Jim Jordan voted against aid for Hurricane Sandy in New York and New Jersey. And he voted against 9/11 health benefits for first responders. Now, let me tell you something. You're a Republican in New York and you go into a general election next year and they go, hey, you voted for a guy for speaker who wouldn't give us money for Hurricane Sandy or our 9/11 first responders for health care. Get out of here. Get out of here. Those were the days when the Freedom Caucus that Jordan started wouldn't do anything in a blue state. No money at all, only red states. Okay, there's a hurricane in Texas. Oh, yeah, plenty of money. Hurricane in New York, no way. Boehner got 110-20 Republicans. He went over and he got 110-20 Democrats and he put it through. And that's why they knifed the guy at the end. So I got news for you. I got news for you. There are two solutions right now, assuming Jordan doesn't get it. This is not a guarantee, but I'm feeling a lot more optimistic. One of them is Hakeem Jeffries and the two other House leaders and the Dems sit down with a couple of people on the other side. I like Tom Cole. Maybe they know these people better than I do. Sure they do. Pick a moderate, like a Boehner. Say, amigo, you run, and we'll get you the votes you need to put you over the top. And we'll use Democrats who are in safe Democratic seats that nobody can hit him in a primary for doing it. Like Jim Clyburn of South Carolina. Who's going to take him on? Hakeem Jeffries, who's going to take him on? The other thing the Republicans are thinking of doing is this guy, Patrick McHenry. Now, when a guy has a name of a famous guy like Patrick Henry, remember, one if by land, two if by sea, the British are coming, the British are coming. This guy, they're all nuts. These people are all nuts. But he can't help it. That was his name. That is his name. Apparently, they're thinking of putting him in for 30 days, 30 days as a regular regulation card carrying speaker and have him push through aid. The problem is he'll push through aid on his terms. He'll push through, I hope, Israel aid. That's paramount. But Ukraine aid too, and he may not do it. It is imperative that we go to a moderate and that we give him votes from the Democratic Party. Forget trying to get Hakeem Jeffries or Pelosi, and it ain't going to work. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. I see you in the lines. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break.
Tongue liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy. so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999 and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows level off around 46. Tonight, under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for scattered showers. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 63. Overcast skies. Cloudy skies expected. Tomorrow night, scattered rain showers likely. Lows dip down to about 48. Upper 50s Thursday, with a chance for scattered showers. Turning cooler Friday, with highs in the mid-50s. Chance for showers continues. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 58.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
5 degrees.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
Back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Going right to the lines. I'll take you in order. Do not hang up. Andrew of Detroit, Michigan, my friend. Thanks for going, Andrew. What's in your mind today?
Hey, Professor. I wanted to bring up the idea. Yeah, the whole thing about Jim Jordan and his perverted past, it doesn't matter to the Republicans. I mean, the leader of their party in the primary is a convicted rapist. And as long as I've been a voter, the number of Republicans that have come out as perverts and rapists and molesters, it's just staggering. And again, if it would happen in my party, I'd throw them under the bus right away. You know, I'm not defending Democrats on this, you know, but the big thing maybe would be somebody that has a persuasive voice, persuasive attitude, gets to those Republicans that will be running for Congress in states where Biden won. And if they would vote to put Jim Jordan in, they're not going to do well in the future.
Right,
and I
they're
think
gonna lose.
Their congressional people across the aisle need to talk about that.
Right. Good point. No, and I'm sure that's been made. But here's the funny little perverted twist to this. Jordan and Sean Hannity and others call these people. And these people go, well, I can't do vote for you because I'm in, you know, you voted against Hurricane Sandy aid and 9/11 aid and all that. And you know what the response is? They say, well, to even get to the general, you have to win a primary. And if you don't vote for me, you're going to get a primary and Trump's going to come in and endorse your opponent. That's what they say. So these people are holding out, and there's a couple of them in very red seats, but they have the guts to hold out. They know the guy's a skunk, a lying skunk. It really is a lying skunk. And he was in on the insurrection. He should have been prosecuted. The only reason Jack Smith didn't prosecute him was because he wanted to isolate Trump and try to get it in before the election. Fannie Willis already prosecuted, what, 19 people, for Pete's sake? I mean, you know, she easily could have prosecuted him. And frankly, Josh Call could prosecute him. He was in on a conspiracy. You don't have to be in Wisconsin to be part of the conspiracy. You don't have to be in Wisconsin to be part of the conspiracy, but nobody in Wisconsin is getting prosecuted. So look, this is a very, very changing situation. Listen, Andrew, thanks a lot for calling. I really appreciate it. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Gene?
Oh, what a glorious morning. I tell you, nightmares are coming
often and fast. It's unbelievable. I can't believe what I'm seeing, Matt. I've watched for years, and I've never seen anything like this in my life, and I have never seen Republicans act like this. But this is not their party, and they've got to get these people out. All of the guys from Wisconsin was just sick. Jim Jordan, proud, and Van Orden, proud as a dickens. You know, Jim Jordan, loud and clear. After he gets sent calls from us to say, don't vote for that guy, he's a danger to our country. But have you ever heard of a group called NAB, N-A-B? It's something for veterans.
There are a lot of veterans organizations. I'm not sure. What do you got on that one, Gene? What's your point?
Okay, my point is I've been seeing an ad with Van Orden on it.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Yes, yes. Well, and, you know, and supporting the vets and stuff like that right during news time. I've seen it quite a few nights in a row here, and I just want to lay that by in case anybody heard and maybe want to have an alternate ad, but this is like the services they provide. It's really